So if you were to look back on your work in Goodness Gracious Me, what were you pleased about and what left you disappointed?
The biggest moment was when episode 3 of series 1 went out. We heard the next day it got 3 point something million. And that really hit me, because then I thought, well, wow, that's more than The Sun sells newspapers, you know, every day. And then I was in a bar and two people were talking about a sketch I wrote. And I thought, and they were two white English people. And I thought, ooh, that's great. In fact, you know, if I do nothing else, I would be very proud to have been involved in Goodness Gracious Me, definitely. Not happy about... so many, you know, things from a personal writing point of view I'm not happy about. And so many things I think, oh, no, that could have been better and that could have worked. But, I don't know, the overall experience was pretty good. Maybe I wish we could have got more out of it. You know, we did 3 series and a tour, and that was it. We went to India. Maybe I wish we could have got a bit more out of it, but there just wasn't time, I suppose. And It's a short shelf life, sketch shows.
Did the BBC interfere in any way?
No, the only bit of friction we had was... The one complaint we had upheld was from the General Synod of the Church of England, and the BBC apologised, where I wrote the sketch, I don't apologise. I was a bit miffed about that. And I was surprised at the amount of noise and debate that it raised. I'm glad it did, because clearly the Church of England has a problem there. And, you know, Bishop Sainsbury of Barking, Bishop of Barking, who said, we clearly have a problem here. You know, there's all this debate going on, and you've complained, and maybe this has been a great thing, and, you know, it's got us talking about it. But people who I thought were, people who were great fans of the show, Middle England, the sort of the majors, retired majors and colonels who were writing in, saying, marvellous show, blah, 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 suddenly turned. Now, hang on, you can't have a go at our institutions. It's funny when you're funny about yourselves, but not at our institutions. We didn't get, you know, we had a complaint from the Hindu Society on a technicality, which they were right about, actually. We shouldn't have done what we did, but it wasn't a big complaint that was upheld.
Was it the Haven?
It was the Haven, yeah, and we shouldn't have used, referred to meat being used in the Haven. When we, it was the pundit not knowing what the ceremony was about, and the woman asking him, you know, what do you do in that pot? Well, blah, 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 and then we melt cheese and you can dip pieces of meat in it and turned it into a fondue. And we shouldn't have said pieces of meat, we could have just left it at bread. But I thought we took great pains with the church sketch, because we said, the reason we said Church of England was because we thought the issue of transubstantiation, we are saying that the bread is not the body of Christ, it's representing the body of Christ. But still, you know, big turn.